and now making a federal case out of how you get your TV.
There is absolutely no reason why for a consumer to have a basic lifeline service that they should be forced to take a cable bundle of hundreds of channels because they just want 5, 6, or 10 channels.
That's entrepreneur and media iconoclast Chet Kanojia. He's made this technological truth the basis for his company, Aereo. And just as he argued on this program earlier this year, Aereo uses the digital broadcast signal of the major networks and local broadcast channels to provide low-cost access to network content along with stream channels, bypassing cable providers, and making the argument that any broadcast signal is fair game for his company's service. This case is about copyright law, digital technology, and the definition of free access, and it pits the biggest moguls in television against each other before the Supreme Court this week, among them Les Moonves of CBS Television versus Barry Diller of IAC and a financial backer of Aereo. Rebecca Tushnet is a professor at Georgetown Law School. Welcome, Professor.
Hi.
So let's keep the media personalities out of this for a moment. Will the Supreme Court be able to resolve something that involves so much technical definitions of what is a broadcast signal, whether it's digital or analog, that sort of thing?
Well, the great thing about being the Supreme Court is that they can give us an answer. I suspect that depending on what the answer is, Congress might be asked to revisit the issue, but that's an accepted part of copyright law. Sometimes Congress does go back in and change things.
How is copyright law protecting a broadcast signal that's through the air that anyone can pull down any more than it would have protected a signal that the FCC regulated, a few decades ago?
Well, the argument is that Aereo is publicly performing the broadcasts, and public performance requires the consent of the copyright owner in this kind of situation, or at least payment of retransmission fees, according to the broadcasters. That's precisely what's up for debate.
And what's Aereo's argument here in that it doesn't need to pay any of that money?
Aereo's argument is that it uses hundreds of tiny little antennas. Each person gets their own dedicated one and makes their own copy and transmission, the same way you would with your DVR or the same way you would with an antenna on the top of your own house. Those aren't public performances, and Aereo says it's just aggregating a whole bunch of private performances and not making a public one.
So what are people paying for when they get the Aereo service, as far as the Supreme Court is concerned and this intellectual property question is concerned?
They're paying for the convenience of getting the broadcast streamed to their personal devices, so your cell phone or your computer.
And in the case of Aereo's argument before the Supreme Court, they will say that consumers don't have to use their service, they could actually get it free on their own and force the networks to make a case that even that is a violation of copyright law.
Well, putting an antenna on your own house is very clearly not a violation. And the Supreme Court has also held that time shifting for personal use is a fair use, and so not a violation of copyright law if you use a DVR or VCR in your home. The real question is whether aggregating it changes it into something that's different in kind and switches it over into a public performance.
Now, in terms of where the court stands on this, there's a fairly long-standing impatience of the Roberts Court with Congress for not making laws clearer. That could be the outcome here. The question of whether they come down on intellectual property rights versus the power of the cable companies, which is what Aereo is arguing. Is there any precedent, any sort of pattern here which might indicate where the court would rule?
I think this one is a real toss-up because the statute, which was written a long time ago before the internet was working in anything like the way it works now, really just doesn't take into this situation into account. You can read the statute either way to support either side. Both sides' positions have problems and lead to sort of weird results. So it is very much a question of individual preconceptions. And I don't think that there's a clear legal answer.
So the court could declare that any stream that comes across your computer is equivalent to a broadcast signal, which would really transform the landscape and make it more difficult for Congress to resolve this. What's the sort of worst-case scenario from a lawyer standpoint in terms of a decision making things more confused rather than less?
Well, I think the worst case scenario is something that throws cloud computing into doubt, because many of the arguments the broadcasters are making would apply equally to Dropbox or Amazon Cloud or many other services that people use to back up their own stuff. And that, I think, is really the worst case, that Aereo would lose under this broad theory.
But the FCC has already been told that it doesn't have the power to regulate the internet. So it would seem that cloud is safe for right now based on the way the Supreme Court has ruled already.
Well, the cloud is the FCC's jurisdiction is different from copyright law. So the question is whether broadcasters, music companies, and so on will be able to go after companies like Dropbox and say, OK, you have to pay us $1 billion or you can't operate.
It's really amazing just the extent to which the landscape has changed just in the last 10 years, where we're talking about copyright regulations, the question of whether a broadcast is a stream, the whole cloud. I mean, there's almost no relationship to when the original law was written, right?
Well, they thought that they were legislating for the future, and it just turned out that there was too much industry-specific regulation in the law for it to really persist unchanged. And probably is time to comprehensively rethink copyright and stop dividing rights so finely. But that's going to be very hard to do. The cable companies have their own separate regulation. The satellite companies have their own separate regulation within the copyright law. So the amount of interest that it will take to change things is pretty daunting.
Remarkable. Finally, before we go, is there a particular justice, Rebecca Tushnet, who is particularly geeky on this subject, who is an expert, who loves to talk and, throw terms around?
That would be Justice Breyer.
So we expect him to have a very active role here.
Absolutely.
Rebecca Tushnet is a professor at Georgetown Law School on the Aereo case, the copyright issues of which go before the U.S. Supreme Court this week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.